Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Frank Ryan, of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, it's great to talk to you again.
Well, there's a lot of talk about enhanced accountability in state government recently because everyone is concerned about the financial condition of the state. And I understand that you have some bills that could try to address this circumstance in terms of particularly how the state deals with employees. What's going on here?
Mike, it's an extremely important initiative. It's House Bill 2119. It's called Civil Service Reform. And what we're trying to do is move the state to the same direction of accountability that other areas have tried to do. We've done it already with teachers, with the economic furlough issue, with teachers that might not be performing up to expectations. So I've copied the language from the teacher bill, which basically says if you've had two unsatisfactory evaluations in a row, the state then can release that person from their employ in order to be able to improve the efficiency about what's going on in the state. But here's the thing I think I want people to take out of this. I've been doing lean systems implementations for decades. And one of the things I've noticed since I've been working in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, my first time in the non-private sector, other than when I was in the Marine Corps, is how competent the vast majority of workers are. And that 80%, 85, 90% of the workers that are working so diligently are really being saddled by the weight of the other 10 to 15% that are not helping and not pulling the weight. You know, this is not a social experiment. We're here to try to serve citizens. And what I look at is the failures that happened in the Parkland schools in Florida, as an example. The number of areas of the systems that failed that related to the abilities of the persons who were running those jobs. Someone may have just gotten the job from patronage, whatever the case may be, but that undermines the very benefit of the people we're supposed to serve. But I think it also is detrimental to that great state worker that's trying to do what they're doing. I think of my own district, PennDOT, got Route 422 back up and running 6 weeks ahead of schedule. They did a phenomenal job. I know an awful lot of state workers now. I have to see them. I work with a lot in the Department of State and Department of Revenue, and I've been incredibly impressed with how capable many of them are. Invariably, when I proposed this legislation to them, I said, if you had to pick the bottom 4 or 5% of workers that you were dealing with, what would you do? And they said, well, we could probably make it up to 10%. And then at the same time, we've been restricting the pay raises for this very capable group of people to pay for and subsidize those people that are not doing their jobs. The whole thing, it's wrong. It causes us to not get the type of services to our citizens that we desire. So my legislation is really designed to put that type of performance requirement. A bigger part of it, though, is this absolute need to make this as a cornerstone for a financial rescue plan for the Commonwealth. I'm introducing legislation in the next few weeks to implement Lean Six Sigma systems for state government agencies. And in that process will require that we have the best and the brightest, which means that we'll have to pay people better, but we'll get a better product out for our consumers at a much lower cost. So that's the net result of civil service reform. Give accountability where accountability is due.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents. Tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.